This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. The three-legged stool again, back together
wow. In
the studio. Bill was out yesterday, but on for the first hour via stream. We are happy to have you here in the studio.
Still part of it. It was more than an hour, Jake. Yeah. More than an hour.
Yes. Hour and
his paycheck will hopefully will reflect that.
Yes.
Hour 10.
Hour 15.
Hour 15. Well, you know, well, we appreciate
Jake
that,
threw
Bill.
Something at me. We had a kind of plan, and Jake changed up the itinerary.
Did he?
Yes.
Sometimes that happens. That was not intentional.
And then I hang up waiting to hear Heyman's song of the day,
no
and
boy.
that didn't work out
either.
Just
unpeeled the Band-Aid.
Yes. And so that threw me
just
back.
Just ripped it off.
All the way up. Yep.
Song of the day will return today, Bill. It'll return today.
My song of the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today.
Not Heyman today. But he'll be back Thursday.
Bill, thank you for getting on Zoom.
It was fun.
The grand piano was
a grand piano.
I did finally see the background this morning. Yeah. I saw it. God, where were you?
It was nice.
You don't need to say.
They had a nice room set up for
nice hotel.
Yeah.
It's nice stone place. By the
nice
fireplace.
Hotel room.
Yeah.
Very nice hotel room.
You're in a different kind of world than I'm at. In, obviously.
Yeah, but the grand piano was a nice touch.
Really. How's everybody? It's October 11th.
Well, the Royals are done. Season's over for the Royals, so that's great.
Dying a slow death, Jake texted us last night.
It was.
In the seventh inning.
It really was.
I'm dying a slow death.
I think that was going the fifth inning I said that.
Yeah.
Felt like it was, you're dying a slow death.
I think he said it's like, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I said it was like watching yourself die.
Yes. Yes.
It was He's rough. Used that line
I
before.
Have used that before, and I felt that again. Whatever I said the first time, that felt like that last night as well.
I watched a lot of the game. I really did.
Was it like watching yourself die?
No, it really wasn't like that
watching
bad.
Watching yourself die.
I adjusted pretty well today. It wasn't. I didn't take it real hard. But when they hit one to the fence, they would have tied it in that. Was that the
seventh inning?
Seventh inning.
Seventh inning.
I text Jake immediately. I go, that had to just crush him.
Oh,
it was. It was. It was a well hit ball.
The situation we have. It was. There was two outs in the seventh. The Royals were down 3-1. Kyle Isbell, who is an outfielder with not much power, ripped one to right field into the wind. Mm-hmm. He goes all the way to the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Soto, catch Juan Soto, right fielder, has his right arm on the fence to catch this ball.
Oh, okay.
If it's a home run, the game's tied. They're the guy in base. It's 3-3. But your ball gets caught. They never challenge again. Royals lose 3-1. Season's over. Great season. Surprisingly good season. It's just sad to see it end the way it did. But it was fun.
Were there other games last night?
Yes. The Tigers lost to the Guardians 5-4 in Detroit. So that goes to game 5 in Cleveland on Saturday.
The Guardians scored finally.
First time in two games they scored. Yeah. They didn't score games 2 and 3. And that was it for last night's baseball.
Okay.
Should be tonight, Padres and Dodgers game 5 to go to the NLCS. The Yankees, I think I got this right. This is sad for the Yankees franchise. Their first appearance in the ALCS in 15 years.
Yeah, that, are you sure on that?
I'll check this.
Back check.
Now right, they have yeah. not
Trump.
I can tell you for sure they have not. They have not. They have not oh, been
Ben,
to. Ben,
Ben's uncomfortable.
Ben's uncomfortable.
They have not Ben, been to a World Series.
It's politics now, Ben. Ben, come on here.
Ben, calm down. We're not going into it. Calm down.
They have not been to a World Series since 2009. So that was 15 years for sure. I'm pretty sure that was their last CS appearance as well. ALCS.
Good mindfulness though, Bill. And nice new glasses, by the way. Yeah. Those are new. Put those on.
The pink ones?
Yeah. Those are regal. Yeah,
I like them.
They look good. They look good. You're comfortable in your manhood, which is very important. What else, Jake? Why are you looking at your phone?
I'm just confirming that I'm correct.
Okay, correct. Yeah. Fact check. I
think I'm right. I think
God,
I'm right.
Ben got visibly uncomfortable. Well,
let's just go with this. The Yankees for sure have not been to a World Series in 15 years.
Jeez.
So there you go. Rough loss for the Royals. Yankees, about time you spent your money properly and got some wins out of it.
15 years ago, I don't know that Jake will be able to do this. You won't. I won't. A Yankee from 15 years ago on that team. Who?
Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod.
Derek Jeter.
We would have known Jeter. Please.
I had Jeter. I trust me. Mariano Rivera, was it the reliever?
I think Mo Rivera was probably there.
I think he was probably waning.
I'm going to say yes in Rivera.
Yes.
Probably waning.
I'd say maybe Andy Pettit, possibly. Maybe not.
Tell me Jabba wasn't on that team. That'd be Jabba Chamberlain. That
might have been
Lincoln.
Might have been
watched him pitch here.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
All right, that was,
Haymarket.
That was not Reggie Jackson.
No,
Craig
Nettles. No, it was not Nettles.
It was not Nettles at third.
Thurman Munson.
No, not quite. No.
Better time.
Mickey Rivers. Better times.
So that's all I got for baseball. Anything else for you to idle chit chat?
Well, I don't know. I guess I can. Yeah, you gave me the go ahead.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, talk about this.
This is before we get to roll call.
Yeah. You guys will be interested in some of this. I mean, real quick, there was a lot of breakers at the Husker Online event at Zipline last night. A lot of breakers. Too many to name. I'm going to name a few. There's some. Please, apologies to anybody I don't name.
Good start.
Yes. Give us one.
Well, Greg from Milford was there.
Okay, all right.
And he is young. I thought by his voice he was at least Bill's age.
How young is young?
I'm going to say your age.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, Greg.
The Breakers is pretty amazing. We get a lot of youth.
Greg probably. Yeah, there was a lot of. Okay, the other guys that were there. Now, I think you were around at Early Bird. Those young guys. I can't say their names ever.
Oh, the college kids.
Yeah, the college
kids. Yeah, I forgot their names as well.
Oh, God, that's bad.
I met them one time. I apologize,
college
guys.
College kids, text in. We talked to you outside the Bird.
We did.
They have come by the ticket before. Then they were at the Bird, and then they were at this. They're three. It's like a Three Musketeers, but two of them were there last night. Jennifer and Hubby.
So two tiers.
Yeah, I saw
Jennifer and Hubby were
I
there?
I saw a picture. I saw Hubby.
Stop it.
Jennifer I saw Hubby. Brad in the picture.
Brad.
Posted on social media.
I wonder if Brad, I call him Hubby. I wonder if in public that's okay.
I think it is.
Hey, what's up, Hubby?
I guess it's fine.
Jennifer and Hubby. Ben, you're
Ben's doing his hair. Yeah. Ben is working he's doing his hair right now.
Jennifer and Hubby. Whipple, not related.
Mark Whipple is there.
Not
former offensive coordinator.
Jim Whipple.
Okay.
Jim Whipple and his wife, and I believe I'm gonna say Cambridge, Jim, if Jim and I think your wife, Carla, if you're not from Cambridge, I apologize. I thought they said Cambridge. Big Jim Whipple. Matt from East Butler played with Makovica. Matt from East Butler. That's down the road from Columbus.
Yes.
He played on the same team with Makotrucka at East Butler. That's about all that's all I can remember off the top of my head. That's pretty good for me, by the way. There's nobody that said Hassel.
What?
I don't think.
Not even the college kids from the Bird said Hassel?
No, there were some other college kids there, too. I don't remember college kids' names as well as I remember older people's names. Sorry, Ben.
Benito.
But it was, I was amazed by the cross. I don't know if Bill understands or what you understand. Cross-pollination. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cross-pollination between shows.
That's good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. I know hair went well last night. Bill, how was Carney? How was Carney?
Carney was incredible. That's probably the Unis Center out there that is remarkable.
The Unis Center.
Yes, it's a huge conference center, and it is
Unis Center.
Crown Plaza Hotel is attached to it.
That where you stayed?
Yes, and that's where I had the
the grand piano.
Grand piano in my room.
That's a beautiful sight.
Yes, grand piano in my room.
Good God.
Yeah. So it was a great event. Pinnacle Bank.
Bank, by the way.
Pinnacle Bank was there. And then it was the national. So how about this one for Pinnacle Bank? They do an unbelievable. I didn't realize this. And Jake knows him. That I didn't realize Brian Morrow ran Pinnacle Bank. I didn't
essentially does.
Unfamiliar with Brian Morrow.
Yeah, he's been here many times.
Many times. Yes. He's been. I didn't realize that he also was basically, you know.
Several times. Actually, yeah.
CFO, president, owner. I didn't realize that.
Brian Morrow.
We're friends and we talked, but he's so humble. He didn't let me know that he ran it. But it was this was pretty cool about Pinnacle. This was their national conference.
Oh.
So they were in from 12 different states and they came to Kearney.
Jeez.
They came to Kearney and everyone there was blown away by it.
That part of town right by the interstate.
Yeah. It's
expanded.
Remarkable.
Yeah. Yes.
It's so anyway, really grown. Treated extremely well. Yes. I went to a dinner with the Pinnacle Bank brass on Wednesday night, and that was fun. They had a speaking engagement.
Good God, Thursday. You had to behave yourself.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of
pressure.
You
had to kind of be like an adult.
Adult. Couldn't be an adolescent.
Was that tough, Bill?
It is, Tarjus. There's some, you see some funny stuff.
You had to be an adult. Oh, I want to mention one other thing. The guy works for Jim Pillen, your friend, you guys' friend, my friend Jim Pillen. Mm-hmm. The guy that was with Missing Tooth Greg Russ was going to work at midnight to load pigs for Jim Pillen.
Wow.
He works for Pillen. He's short on help. Short on help. If you need a job, I'm sure Pillen's hiring right now. The guy was going. He said, I got to leave early. I got to work at midnight. Got to load pigs for Jim Pillen. God bless him, man. Midnight.
That's some hard work right there.
Midnight. That's real work. Also, October is National Pork Month.
Thank you.
It's National Pork Month. That's correct.
That's probably maybe why they're pushing the pork at midnight. Yep. It might be what's going on there.
Yeah. Ben, think about that for 20 more days.
The governor stopped by here the other day.
That you missed him by like 3 minutes. Yeah,
He missed me by three minutes.
Oh, yes. That's why he missed by. You.
He's recently been voted best governor ever.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa. Yes, yes.
I missed that one, Bill.
He just got voted
best
governor in the history of Nebraska.
Of governors,
yes. That's a pretty big deal for Governor Pillen.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, so thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, and having some coffee.
The number one governor ever.
ever. That is Idle Chit Chat.
Yeah, that's Idle Chit Chat.
Sponsored by our friends at Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shops, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more. RenewYourAuto.com. We can't forget, before we move on, it is a Friday.
What are we doing?
What happens on Friday, Sip? What do we do? We do a roll call. We find out where people are listening from, their age, their names, and what else today would you like, Bill?
I'd like to see where someone's at with vanilla ice cream and your choice. I want one or the other, and I don't want to hear a third choice. Do you like hot fudge or do you like Hershey syrup?
Ooh.
Hot fudge or Hershey syrup?
How do you answer that question?
Me, very crystal clear. It's Hershey syrup.
Me too.
Three of us.
The hot fudge is pressure based. It's when the hot fudge hits the ice cream, you got to go.
Yeah.
It's go time.
Yeah.
And I don't like that type of pressure. And I don't I don't like the pressure.
Either. I'm going to get a brain freeze out of that. You
exactly.
Know?
So,
go too quickly.
It's not horrific by any stretch, the hot fudge, but no, it's Hershey syrup.
Just Hershey syrup on a spoon is really
good. Yes. Yes.
Me and Steve grew up we talked this on air one time, the Hershey syrup, it was in a can, and you opened it with a can, and that's when you poured it out of a can, not this squirt bottle.
It was pretty cool.
You know what that was? Better times, 100. Better
way
times.
Way better times.
And then also,
Ben,
Jake,
way better
when you would pour it, it would kind of drip down the side.
It would.
Then you'd lick it.
Yeah.
Then you just,
or there'd be drips all the time.
Drips all the way down the can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nobody cared.
Okay, some response from the roll call here. They're flying in now. We got Casey in Topeka. Twizzlers in Hickman goes, Hershey syrup is the only choice with vanilla ice cream. Hershey syrup, okay?
Yes.
Casey in Topeka says hot fudge.
Okay.
Age 54,
all right, we're not going to push back on that.
That's why it was an option.
No,
there's
it's
two options here.
Hot fudge is good.
Rick from Wahoo, 59 years old, didn't answer the question.
Rick.
Greg in Milford says, he's going to be 38.
Okay.
Oh, I'm 33.
Yeah, he
looks 32.
Well, he's not receding.
If you have a hat on, Jake, you look 32. Hat off.
He does not have a rapidly receding hairline.
He does. Jake's is going at an alarming rate.
I think it just
it, you just lost a little bit more since the start of the show. No, I think.
Not true.
Yeah,
we need to. This should be a monthly monitor. We should take a photo,
just do a picture,
give the above photo,
the hairline.
Because there's no way 1 year from now that Jake's not bald.
Oh, come on! I won't be bald. It'll be balding. I will not be all the way bald.
Greg and Milford, Regal,
38 years.
I had never met him. Shook his hand.
Does he have good hair?
He had a hat on.
Okay,
he had a cap.
That's
on.
How you hide right. bad hair potential.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah. I'll start doing that more. Sean and Eagle with us, age 61. Bob in Montana, 69 years old. Hot fudge. He's a hot fudge man. Right. Hot fudge.
The fudge.
Dank the tank in Chambers, Nebraska says we are looking extra dapper this morning.
Oh, we are.
I don't think we're really dressed up.
I didn't shave. I
like the Midwest Bank hat. I wear that one a lot. Yeah. I'm supporting the Utah Utes. I have a big game.
That's a really nice hat.
That's a nice hat. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, you got something on there, though. Here, I'll get it. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Trent in Lincoln says age 26, Hershey syrup on the ice cream there.
Thank you, Trent.
Ryan in Delaware, 39 years old, Hershey syrup. Yeah. GP in Gretna, age 33, Hershey syrup.
Wow, this is a good show for Hershey syrup
Yes, it is right now. They should be getting a hold of us.
Right.
Well, look at Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas, is giving us his workout. He's 40 years old. He's working out right now doing assault bike, push-ups, chin-ups, dips, and plank.
Assault bike?
Assault bike. Walk us through that.
I don't know what the assault bike is.
I don't know. I don't see me whipping out some chin-ups today. I don't see there's any chance you're going to come by me at Genesis.
He's doing planks, though, and he says chocolate syrup.
Me and Ben, when we do pin-ups, we got to run up. We got to run up and jump to get the bar.
Get a little booster.
Ben is here.
Ben's in the building.
Ben's from Columbus.
Yeah, he is.
LB in Minden, age 27. Actually, he's right now in Hastings. He's from Minden. He's in Hastings
right
now.
That's confusing.
Don't tell us that. But the reason why
he's in Hastings is because he sent a picture of the newest breaker, Lincoln Ray.
Nice. Build a breaker. We have a baby.
We need to promote Build a Breaker more. Yes. I think about that all the time. Build a breaker. Go have sex. I mean, that was...
We have... kids are driving to school, and we've talked about fornication.
I think that's okay. Really? I really think
that's
it's okay.
That's where we're going with this, fornication?
We're building breakers here.
It's okay. I think that's okay, isn't it?
It's an act
of
love.
They have sex ed. Act of love. Yeah.
Ben's going to have a special at 7. He's going to talk us through this.
Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, age 48. Yeah. Hot fudge.
Okay. The fudge.
Crowbar. In David City, age 32, syrup, Hershey syrup.
Nice. Anything from Beef Taco?
Did I see Beef Taco on here? I thought I saw him earlier here. No, I saw St. Potato at Kratos.
I haven't seen
Beef Tacos yet here. Panama Doug and Beth are visiting Lincoln right now, and they're going to eat at Early Bird in a few hours, and Ruhlman's next month.
The bird! Asshole!
That was a special one.
Yeah.
We'll do that again later.
Jane in Wahoo, Brian in Johnston, Iowa, Triple H in rural Gage County, age 43, Hershey syrup.
I do wish we could do this for 2 hours.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Dylan and Carney, age 39. Connor, listening from Kawasaki.
See,
he says, hold the phone. Caramel and chocolate chocolate. It wasn't an option.
We made it pretty clear. Here's the problem I had with that was we made it clear. I asked right away. I said, don't need a third option. And I said, it wasn't name your favorite topping. We had, it was one or two.
This just got uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. I guess I'll just let them do it, I guess. Yeah.
Tim in Dallas, Hershey's.
Just do whatever the hell you want.
Do whatever the hell you want.
Inside joke.
University of Buffalo.
Tim in Dallas, Hershey's. Jason Ravenna
says. Different word is used. But
yes, we won't say that though. One.
No cussing, seriously.
Jason Ravenna, age 51, says, neither. I hate chocolate.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's a rough life right there.
Wow, that's rough. I couldn't imagine
I
that.
I wonder how that happened.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
This will throw you for a loop. Corey in Lincoln is listening right now from Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh, wow.
To say hot fudge on his ice cream.
The foliage? What's the foliage situation?
Report back.
Because it's New England.
Yes.
This time of year, the foliage, people travel up there. It's a big deal.
Tourism's very poetic, yes. Aren't you? What? Now, wait a second. Is that Corey?
It's our Corey. Corey's right now in Newport, Rhode Island.
This is very confusing. Everybody's reporting in, and they're giving us two locations.
From other spots.
They're all doing the bye week thing.
That's our Corey?
It's our Corey, yeah.
Nice.
Jeff in Lincoln says Yankees win, Jake. Yeah, screw you, Jeff.
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck in the CS.
Shows like Howard Stern all the time.
Just yelling at listeners. Jeff and McCook.
Jeez.
This goes back to your rap. Brett says, hey, players, Brett in Minnesota. We're just three players talking to the break of this.
That was
hey.
It's very important to me.
Something I thought about a lot.
Ray in North Ogden, Utah.
Love that Bills territory.
Yes. Right.
He says Hershey syrup on that.
I think Haitian Auburn.
Look at that. You have good taste in caps.
Thanks, Steve.
You do. You do. I'm serious.
TC
has got Regal caps.
TC, 75 years old in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, does not give me a topping.
That's okay.
He's 75 years old, though. Genghis Corn in Hondo, Texas. The cowboy capital of the world, apparently.
Genghis is great on Twitter.
Hot fudge.
Big supporter of Sipple.
He is.
Comes to my rescue.
Nyla and Seward.
Nyla, don't just gloss over Nyla.
Nyla, thank you, Nyla. Scaper is in Sprague, Nebraska. And Corey says the foliage is popping off.
I knew it.
He says we're doing some serious leaf peeping.
Nice.
He says there.
Good God, I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be careful.
You can't get like a hotel or an Airbnb anywhere in the New England area right
because
now.
Because?
The foliage. Yes.
That can't be true.
It's true. At 100.
All of them. All hotels are full. I will not forget YouTube before
there's
I move on.
In Nebraska.
Yeah. Not as good as there.
No.
Come on.
Not the same.
YouTube. Carrie with us. Justin. We have Greg on here. Sharpie in Douglas County says hot fudge.
Douglas County.
Douglas. Yes.
Justin in Lincoln says Hershey syrup.
I don't mind the county thing. If people just want to give us their counties.
Joe is in Dakota Dunes.
Okay.
Wonderful golf course right there. That's what it does. Yep.
Tell us about your round there.
Verdigris graduate, 49 years old, hot fudge for Joe.
From Verdigris. I love Verdigris. The Bohemian One Stop is my favorite place to stop. It's a convenience store right on the side of the road.
In Verdigris. Never been there.
Bohemian One Stop. I've never not stopped there. I hit it going both ways.
Really?
I never do not stop there. My dad sometimes stops and gets an ice cream cone going through to our cabin, then coming back, he stops with another ice cream cone.
He's held his weight really well.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's not like a big guy.
He's very fit.
Yeah.
So, and he also
is fit.
He's almost 90, so he can have ice cream whenever he wants.
Oh, hell yeah.
And he should. Leslie in North Carolina on YouTube, hot fudge. We've got Carrie, by the way, was in Chamberlain, South Dakota.
Chamberlain. Okay. I wonder if they're walleye fishing.
Michelle in Houston, age 56.
Houston.
We've got Zach in Goddard, Kansas.
God.
Apparently a suburb of Wichita, but Wichita.
Okay. Anybody from Lincoln?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Lincoln people this morning. Nell's in Montana. And I can't forget this. Rob says, good morning from Tampa.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
How's he doing?
Digging out from Milton.
Oh,
rode out the storm. to cover in my closet, no basement, boarded up, multiple trees down on the property. We're very fortunate listening during cleanup right now.
It was pretty bad.
Oh, that's incredible.
So thank you, Rob, for tuning in. We hope everything goes well with the cleanup process and everybody in Tampa as well.
They told people that the road, the storm, I read this. If you're riding the storm out, make sure and write your social security number on your leg on a Sharpie.
Really?
Yeah. So why, if we find you, if we find you, we know who you are.
Really?
We can identify. They did. They said that. They said, hey, if you're riding the storm out, write your social security number on your leg.
Seems like a good idea every day.
Sip needs to do that as well.
Just in case.
And then and your name. Just to remind yourself sometimes. Steve.
I'm not doing it. I'm not giving my no.
You gave your phone number out.
We've had time. Problems. Yeah,
the phone number is out there.
Yeah.
So that is the roll call sponsored
That's
by
it?
Our friends. We did a lot.
So our listenership's down.
No.
Things were down.
Sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah at 48th and Holdridge for billiards, bowling, food, darts, karaoke. They have everything.
And just general camaraderie, and also, she has a booth. Well, you can talk one on one with her about just your problems and how to deal with some stuff like that. She's a spirit animal.
General camaraderie,
yes, just general. Yes.
By the way, on YouTube,
real quick.
And one last one. Austin says, "Hey, I'm listening from Forestdale, Missouri. I just bumped a deer in my truck, but don't worry, all is well."
Ooh,
nice. Bumped a deer.
Bumped a deer. No damage.
No damage.
And everything's fine.
The deer ran off?
Apparently so.
I've never hit it.
You've never hit a
knock
deer?
Knock on wood.
I've hit like six.
God, I've hit one.
I've hit a lot. I ran through a whole herd in Utah.
It's not great.
Oh, yeah.
It's not great.
No, I damaged all four sides of my vehicle. So I ran through a complete herd. I hit them, and then also they crashed right in the side. There was a deer's face smashed right against my... I can see it right there against the window, right there.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think I have.
I hit one in Vermont once. Really? Car was fine.
Jake always tops this. I don't know why we even tell stories.
No, I didn't have one hit me from you're all in the four sides.
You're in the cobalt.
That was definitely the cobalt.
In the cobalt. You're selling the dictionaries door-to-door?
Not dictionaries. It was educational books.
Educational books, door to door in Vermont.
That's right.
That's a salesman.
I struck a deer the last week I was there. Yeah. I was delivering the products, and I struck a deer. Now I hit the right side, so it didn't hurt the car, didn't hurt the deer. He went down and got right back up.
Really?
Got lucky.
I stunned him.
He stunned me as well.
That was just a young Jake. That was really
just
young.
Just let's go back to that. Jake was selling door to door. Books, educational books in Vermont.
And Pennsylvania before that. Two summers. Pennsylvania and Vermont. I did.
I mean, that's hardcore.
That's incredible. Better
times.
That
was my summer.
Better times.
Better times.
Somewhat better. Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, better.
Okay. Cooler times.
Yeah.
Being the East Coast.
Better times.
Okay. There is no Nebraska game we all know this weekend. Bye weekend for the Huskers. First of two bye weeks. They have the next one November 9th. Be the next. So three games bye week, three games to close the season. So we talked yesterday about the games upcoming this weekend. I saw a profile, a story by our friend of the show, Bill Bender, the Sporting News.
The Bender.
Yeah, you know, we haven't talked to Bill for a while. I saw him at Media Days. Talked to him briefly there. But the question is home field advantage a bigger thing now more than ever in the Big Ten with all this cross-country travel? He wrote that right now the new teams from the Pac-12 to the Big Ten are at this point, I believe, 0-4 on the road, and they're 4-1 at home. The one loss is UCLA has lost to Indiana at home.
Okay, what was the 1-8? I thought they're a bit. Okay.
Well, Michigan went two time zones.
I'll pull it.
Three time zones.
Michigan went to Washington and lost by 10, 27-17. But this weekend, we talk about the big game. Ohio State is at Oregon. It's a long trip for the Buckeyes going to Oregon as a 3-point favorite, oh, by the way. And it hasn't been great for teams going out to the West Coast so far. It's not been great for the Big Ten teams.
No. He gave a good stat. Of course, my phone. Okay, here we go. Here we go. According to mcubed.net, The Big Ten was 10-31 on the road against the Pac-12 in regular season games from the year 2000 to 2023.
20,000?
Yeah, whatever.
2000?
Yeah, 2000.
20,000.
2000.
I'm sorry, 2000.
Same thing.
2000. Now, the record this year is 1-8, I think. 1-8. He doesn't. Yeah, we're botching this pretty bad right now.
The one team that got it done. Google me.
Indiana. That's right. It is 1-8. Yes. And that's Google me. Got it done on the West Coast. But that's it.
Handily.
So the home team is 8-1 in these cross-country games. That's the stat. The home team is 8-1 in the cross-country games. That's why if you're Penn State, I guess, you know, you look at that and you're kind of worried. I don't know that that's a big – it wouldn't be a big deal to me if I were James Franklin. Those records never – I don't know, Bill. They never mean much to me if I were involved. Those are other teams. This is our team. Why does it matter to us? The travel's hard, though. I mean, I get that. It's not easy.
Well, right. Bill, you had some long travels, I'm sure, in your time as a coach. Long, long trips to different places. How much did it affect the team compared to a regular road trip?
The first thing it starts off with, which I was a little bit, it was interesting because James Franklin made it very clear that they were not happy with the travel because their runway is too short, so they had to they have to bus to a place.
Harrisburg,
yep, 2 hours away or an hour and a half away, and be able to go. The part that was surprising was that generally you just don't ever say anything because you don't want anything to your team. I mean, right away, you're selling this like, we don't care. Doesn't matter. Get on the plane. We're going to play. Right. There is just a zero like that. I mean, that's just how you look at it. It's just like nothing matters to us. Nothing phases us. Can't wait to play whatever time of day, night it is. Nothing affects us. And so you have to use it as a kind of a calling cry, a type of thing of like, we can't wait to play a 3 hour time difference. We can't wait to do it. We want to be excited about it to be able to play. Also, I'd be excited if I'm talking about Michigan went out and played at Washington. Did you see that scene? You know what it's like playing in the Coliseum, playing in the Rose Bowl. I would be ecstatic to be part of that. I was part of one. We went out to UCLA and when I was a graduate assistant here and beat UCLA out there, and they were loaded. That was UCLA was rolling during that time, and I don't remember hardly a conversation about it. We just got on a plane, just flew out there, played ball. The game,
God bless you.
And came back.
Thanks for saying this. I hate that's the conversation it. Where, well, you'd rather go play Purdue because it's so quiet and it's easier. No.
Oh.
If I were an athlete, I'd much rather go to a hostile place.
If I'm Penn State, I'd be so excited to go play.
Where would you rather go play, Purdue or USC?
Yeah. It all gets back to games that matter, games that have something to it. I mean, if I'm a player of any sort of competitive nature, you can't wait to go to these places.
Hostile.
I mean, if I'm Ohio State, I am just going crazy that I get to play in that stadium.
In Austin.
In that stadium, 54,000, nuts, loud.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as good as life gets.
I get where Jake's coming from in Bender. Yeah. The record's the record. It's not.
It's a story.
Yeah.
It's a story. I don't see it as being much of a story. If USC beats Penn State, it won't be because they had to fly.
Yeah,
That won't be what it. That's not what it's going to be. That's not. They didn't play well enough in some aspects.
I mean, the one thing we didn't botch in this conversation is it's true. The Big Ten was 10-31 on the road against the Pac-12 in regular season games over a 24 season span. You know, that record's it's not good. So there's something to the conversation, I guess. But I don't look at it. I don't put a blanket over it and say, oh, yeah, it's trouble for Penn State. It's trouble for anybody that's going out there. I don't know. I mean, matchups matter, and there's a lot of things that matter.
At the same time, though, you wouldn't be surprised tomorrow if USC beats Penn State or Oregon beats Ohio State.
No.
No, I wouldn't. But I don't know that I'd say it's because of the travel. I'd just be saying because it's the game. But I guess travel's a factor. You know.
It's a good story. I like the story. Yeah. It's real. But I think nothing of it. I really don't. I would be way more excited about anything than being like, oh, man, this trip is. I think a tough trip would probably be, you know, going from Washington to Rutgers. I think going the other direction is harder. Yeah. I think going from west to east. And that flight's even further.
You're not going into a traditional power stadium where it's super cool and traditional and. So that would be hard. You're going into Rutgers. No, I mean you coach there. No offense, but good God.
But if you're USC going to Maryland, it's like that's harder.
Harder.
That's harder that's because they'll have a hard time.
It is rough.
They probably won't even sell it out at Maryland.
I don't think so.
USC might get. I don't know, but they You know, Maryland doesn't pack that. The house. They don't pack the house.
No, and it's a weird. It's kind of a weird.
It's a different stadium. It's a different place to play.
It's hard to. It's sort of hard to get to even once you get to campus.
Correct.
It's an it's an odd configuration. It seems dark all the time there. 2 o'clock. It seemed dark when I was there. So what I'm saying is, if you're USC going to Ohio State, this is awesome. If you're USC going to Rutgers or Maryland, not so awesome. Not so awesome. There you go, Jake.
There you go. What was Bill Bender's breakdown?
Bill Bender.
We didn't mention Bill for a long time.
What a great name.
Bill Bender.
You like him.
Yeah. He's a good dude. I've heard it. He has a very good voice. I've heard him several times on some podcasts, and he's really good. He jumps on a lot of podcasts right now. He gets brought in as an expert.
Yeah.
He's an expert in sports.
He's a national expert in sports.
Bill Bender, the sporting dude. Yeah. Before I get to break, I know you're hungry today, Sip. It's Friday. Yeah, I saw you had a sandwich over there, but
it is Friday.
You are starving.
Yeah,
you nailed that one, Jake.
Treat yourself.
Thank you.
On a Friday, like our friends from Panama who are going to Early Bird later today.
Send a picture, please, from the bird. If you please send a text a picture, and we'd like to see that.
Panama Doug, please text the picture.
Panama Doug.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because at Early Bird, they have breakfast burritos. They have a variety of pancakes. They have chicken fried steak, which is what? Smothered!
Wow. That was good.
That's good. That was really good.
That was good.
He does it on Fridays.
I do the smothered.
Jake's the Friday smothered.
And of course, we cannot forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes. Did that sound like I smoke?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Almost like you just had it on the way in.
I prefer it
and
that
rip
way.
A heater.
19th and K, free parking, lots of free parking. Also locations in Omaha and Iowa. Early Bird, get there today, and you will not be disappointed.
Come on, I want to hear it.
What is that? The Bird!
Thank you.
The place is incredible. Get over there. We were there.
It is. It's very, I don't know, it's clean.
I think I'm going Sunday. I'm going Sunday.
Are you serious?
I'm going Sunday, yeah.
Laurel?
Yeah, going to go Sunday.
The Bird?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea.
You should go too.
Yeah.
Check
the
it out.
The size of the amount of food you're served. You won't leave. You can almost split a breakfast.
Hungry.
I mean,
really.
That's what you should probably do, right. Actually.
You won't leave hungry at the Bird. When we come back, FSPs work. We see some field storming possibilities this weekend. That's next on Early
last
Break.
Last weekend was big.
On the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.